Right. Well, hello and welcome. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, all good. Pretty good. Lucky because it's my day off training. So, yeah, picked a good day, I guess.
Perfect, perfect. And for those who don't know, would you like to introduce yourself and who you race for and the series you're racing?
Yeah, so my name is Manuel Maldonado. And yeah, currently racing for Panis TDS Racing in the European Le Mans. And yeah, really looking forward to this year. I think it's going to be like one of the most competitive years in endurance for ELMS and the LMP2 class. So yeah, really looking forward to it. It's a lot of drivers, a lot of teams coming in. And yeah, we go to great venues this year, like Mugello and Imola. I think those are the two that yeah, are really the highlight of the year, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really looking forward to ELMS this year. It's the first season that I'll have watched fully and actually gotten into. And I feel like with a few certain names that have been dropped in there as well, I feel like there's going to be a big fluster of people towards it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be quite interesting to see the amount of new people that are going to come in to watch, especially from the names that has been announced. And yeah, because over the last 3 years, it's still a big championship. We still get a lot of attention and a lot of people coming in. But I was thinking, yeah, it's really healthy for the championship to get more drivers with bigger names and things like this. So yeah, really looking forward to it. And it's great. Like the series does a great job at broadcasting all the races live on YouTube, so it's easy access to everyone. Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like that's such a big thing about all this endurance racing. Since I've started watching it, everything is so accessible. Like IMSA's on YouTube, obviously LMS is on YouTube. It's just so easy to watch.
Yeah, definitely. And the commentators are great as well. So I think they got the commentators in English, Italian and Spanish and French, I think. So yeah, they do a great job at it. And yeah, throughout the races it's also good. They have a bit of media going around. And you gotta bear in mind there's a lot more drivers than in any other championship, because when you think about it, there's three drivers per car. So yeah, there's
Definitely
always something going on, I guess.
competitive this year for sure. So let's take you back to when you first started your career. You were born in Venezuela, proudly representing your country when you're racing. So what inspired you to start racing?
Yeah, so like, I mean, I've been since like I was born, I was always involved in racing and around racing because my cousin was always racing. I grew up watching him going to the races. Yeah, I remember just going to the World Series. That was like the first big race I've been to, and the cars were just so loud back then. And yeah, I just started going to all the places with him and my dad, and yeah, to F2. And that was just really what got me going. And then I think when I was around 7 to 8, I started go-karts in Venezuela. I did 2 3 years, was really good there, was vice champion in Rotax Mats then. And then yeah, things got a little bit complicated back home, and then decided to move here to the UK to do my studies. And yeah, and then I started doing some karting here after 2 years off, so that was a bit more difficult. And then especially you got the difference with the weather here, it's always
Oh,
raining,
gotcha.
cold, so that was a bit of a change. But it was, yeah, it was fun. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed all the time that I was doing karting here. It was just a different experience to what I've been used to.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, and then after that, I decided to do the Italian F4 for a year back in 2016. That was also fun, but it was a bit challenging for me. I just didn't have the experience back then, and it was all just, yeah, a bit too soon, I guess, for me. And then I decided to come to race in British F3 back then for 3 years. That was really fun. I mean, going around here was quite easy. Going around the places, the championship was great, competitive. And yeah, I think like the tracks here in the UK is just completely different to anything else you get. So
In
you
what
learn
way?
quickly. Well, in the way that they're just not forgiving. Like it's some of them, like it's just, yeah, there is no room for error. Because it's just so narrow, like places like Alton Park and things like this. It's not a street circuit, but sometimes it feels like it because there's no room at all to make any mistakes. And then when you think about it, when it's like raining most of the time, it just makes it that much more
Especially
difficult.
Alton Park, because it is up north
Yeah.
and it just doesn't stop raining.
Yeah. But it's actually one of my favorite tracks. It feels like a roller coaster because of
Oh,
all the
really?
elevation changes. Yeah. It's amazing. But I think from the UK, like that's one of my favorite tracks. Yeah.
See, I love to hear that because that's my local track. Well, local's about an
Yeah.
hour away from me, so I love to hear
Yeah,
that.
I love Alton Park. I wish I could go back and do another race there anytime soon. It would be fun.
But moving to the UK then, how did you find that being over here?
Oh, I love it here. I'm still living here. I went to uni and yeah, been here for I think like 13 years. So I love it here. Just the culture is obviously a bit different, but
Mm.
I think when you grow up here, you go to school here, you just kind of embrace everything. So
Yeah.
that's been quite fun. I think, yeah, the culture, the people, I think all of that I will take back. But
Yeah.
yeah, definitely not
What
the
was
weather. I'll leave that one
it?
behind.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you study at university?
I did business management or
Oh, okay.
entrepreneurship. So yeah, but
That's cool.
that was a bit challenging with the racing. I
Yeah,
think
I can imagine.
attendance wasn't the greatest, and yeah,
That's fair enough.
struggle a
Yeah,
little
that
bit
makes
on that
sense.
point. It was fun. I think, well, it's always difficult when you're combining both the racing and the
Yeah.
studies, because then I didn't really get that full university experience, which in a way like I miss. But yeah, I think I can't complain too much since I was going around
Yeah.
racing cars.
Yeah, definitely. In the long run, it's benefited you more.
Yeah, maybe I'll go back in the future, do something
Who
else.
knows? Who knows? So, you
Exactly.
mentioned your cousin earlier. Obviously, we know that he made it to Formula One. How has his support helped you throughout your career?
Yeah, well, that's been a bit different because I think a lot of people think that been getting a lot of support from him, but that's kind of just hasn't been the case. I've just been
Okay.
doing my thing on my own,
Yeah.
and just my family, my mum and dad's just been the supportive side of it. I think it's just a bit difficult when he's like at the age where he's got family and everything. It's just like I don't really expect like that much help from him. But I think when I was younger, yes, it was a lot of support in terms of like guidance on where I should go and what I should be doing. So on that aspect of things, yeah, for sure, there's been some help. But I think, yeah, the most of the supports come just through my dad and mum,
Yeah,
and
no, I
then
love
just
that.
through some people that have been managing me. But yeah, over the last year, I've just been doing a lot of my things my way, and just yeah.
I love that because obviously, like, say me, for example, in that question alone, you sort of assume that because you have somebody in your family who is a Formula One driver, you're just like, oh, well, you're going to make it, it's natural. But I love to hear that it's not necessarily the case and they've made you make your own way into where you are.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people have. Like they expect you just because you've been or you're related to someone like that, this high expectations. And yeah, that can add some pressure at times. But I think the older I've been getting, the less focus I've been putting on that, and just like, yeah, just enjoying it, and just really it's been a journey of my own, and just trying to make it there and not prove anyone or anything, just enjoying
Yeah.
it. And yeah, that's the most important thing I've just learned over the years. Just go out there and have fun. And to be honest, yeah, I don't really listen. Or I mean,
Yes, be
sometimes you
your own
listen about what
person.
people say and everything. It's hard to not to, but
Yeah.
it's good not to get thrown into it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. So you mentioned you're in the British F3. Obviously, we now know that you're in the prototype cars. What made you make the decision to change to that series?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I think it was I was doing Euroformula in 2020 with Motorpart. And that was the year of COVID where everything was just
Yeah,
a mess to race.
everything
And
went.
we didn't even know if we were going to race. But it was actually a lot of fun because I moved to Germany for that time
Okay.
during COVID. And I was just there with one of my teammates. And yeah, and then after that year was actually quite successful. Finished fourth in the Euroformula. And then I decided, well, they was either going to do another year of Euroformula or go to FIA F3. Or then the other option was to go into the endurance world, which we've been eyeing up for quite a couple of years. I've been hearing
Right.
about it. Obviously, my cousin raced in LMP2 during
Yeah.
those years. I think it was like from 2017 and 18 he did
Okay.
LMP2. So I've been in the scenes for quite a bit. I went to Le Mans, really enjoyed it as an spectator. And then I decided, okay, then this opportunity arose with United Autosports. And then I was like, yeah, it seems like the right time. And we had a good lineup, and then we decided to go with the Asian Le Mans so we can get some experience in the endurance racing. And then we just thought, yeah, well, this is good. Let's give it a go. And yeah, I've been really enjoying it so far. I had a year off going into GTs in 2022, so that was also an experience. I mean, I was putting it wasn't really something that I thought I would have tried that early on in my career.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, yeah, it was good. I mean, I gained a lot of experience. But yeah, some parts of it was like really difficult because I think the car is just completely different to what I've been driving with the high
Yeah.
downforce. Just going to a GT where there's like a lot of weight distribution and everything just feels a lot more difficult to drive, let's say, and just slower and have to put more thinking into it. So
Yeah.
yeah, that was a little bit hard for me to adapt. And then I just thought, well, I just really want to go back to something with high downforce, and that's why I made the decision to go back to LMP2 last year, and I really loved it. I think last year was just one of those years that, yeah, you just realize that, yeah, you want to be doing this for a long time, and hence why I want to stay in prototypes for as long as I can and
Yeah.
try to make the best out of it.
They are such cool looking cars as well. Like you see them and they just look so aggressive. It's just really cool
Yeah.
to see.
I don't know. Have you seen one in real life? Because they're actually
Only at Goodwood, like parked
yeah.
up.
Because they're actually a lot smaller than you might
Oh,
think from the
really?
pictures. Yeah, because there's some pictures when there's like a GT car behind, and you
Yeah.
realize how big the GT is compared to
Yeah, true.
LMP2, then you realize, oh, they're actually quite a small car. But yeah, I think that's the first thing you notice when you see them in person. Yeah.
Right. What would you say is the biggest thing you've learned since jumping into the LMP cars?
Oh, just being patient completely. I think going from like a single seater, like I did from Euro Formula to LMP2, as we obviously the race cars are completely different. I mean, in single seater, it's probably one of the only times that you probably make the biggest gain would be in the race starts, just
Right.
because let's say the races are quite short, 20 minutes, 30 minutes at max. So yeah, it's really from the get-go, you really have to make your moves on. So I think
Right.
that's a little bit different from endurance, because you come from that side of the world where you're used to trying to make the moves early on in
Yeah.
on the race, and then after just learning that the race kind of in endurance comes to you in a way that you got the tire degradation,
Yeah.
and then if you're able to do this well, and then there's obviously strategy that's involved, so that plays a big role. So just kind of trying to understand that not necessarily that you have to go flat out from the start and kind
Yeah.
of just let the race come to you. I think that's always the biggest learning curve that you do when you move from single seater to endurance. And yeah, I will say, just if I was to go back, just take everything with a little bit more patience. So yeah.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's easier said than done, I guess, all the time. Yeah.
Especially when your natural driving instincts kick in, you immediately just want to take the positions and race everybody, don't you? But you just can't
Yeah.
hold
Definitely.
back.
And I think it's just got even harder, because obviously from last year, they removed the tire heaters, the blankets, so then the race
Yeah.
starts at the start of the race just becomes a lot harder. You really have to, yeah, bear in mind that you really have to put a lot of energy into the tires, and the first few laps are a lot slower than you would normally go. But yeah, this is always like it's a mind, like it plays with your mind, because you don't really realize how much slower you have to go on these laps,
Right.
or let's say like how much slower it is until you're actually up to full speed, because it
Right,
takes
okay.
like 2 or 3 laps for the tires to come in, and especially like when you go to places that are quite cold, then it's just even more of a challenge. So yeah, I'll say that's the biggest learning curve you have to do when you jump into endurance.
Yeah, that's interesting because nobody I've spoken to yet has spoken about the fact that it does take a lot longer to get the tires to wear in and things like that. So that's really interesting to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I was speaking to one of my teammates from last year, that he was out there testing, and now we have the full power back in the LMP2s. And
Yeah.
yeah, I was just saying that it's just like you have to take even more care when you're out with cold
Right.
tires coming out of the pits. Just the car is a bit more lively than it was last year. So yeah,
Yeah,
it'll be
definitely.
interesting to see what it's like during the pit stops
Yeah.
this year.
Chaos.
Yeah,
Do you have
potentially.
any more little nuggets of information like that that we might not know about?
Well, I don't know. It's just, I think it's more so, yeah, things like this, when it's raining and it's also cold. I think we had the scenario in Portimao last year on the last race, where we didn't even know where we were gonna race. And I think it's just little things like this. I was just in the car for like all the amount of time that it was on the red flag, and I think it was more than an hour.
Oh my
And then you
gosh.
just only have the team just like telling you the information, but you still hear the rain drop, drop, drop. And then you
Right.
say, okay, are we even gonna race here or not? And then
Right.
you get into, I didn't get off the car, some drivers got off the car. I just prefer to stay there in my own little bubble. And then yeah, like for example, we just start going, and you just think, well, this is a bit crazy. You just go in a straight line, just applying a bit of throttle, and the car's like aquaplaning and
Wow.
sliding on you, and you're just thinking, okay, not we can't really race under these conditions.
Yeah.
And then you're then back again on the red flag, and then just all those waiting is just like adds a little bit more pressure, and like it's a bit annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, then once things clear up, you're in your own little world and you just go, and then everything just kind of it's surprisingly how quickly then it dries up when you got, because this, I don't know how many cars there were last year, but I think it was like 50 something, close to 60 cars. So
Oh my
at
God.
one point, so then like the race track dries up pretty quickly when you got this many cars, even if it's like really, really wet. So yeah,
Yeah.
that's quite interesting always to see. But then you obviously see the spray that comes out of the cars, and that's quite
Yeah.
challenging
Yeah.
when you're behind two or three LMP2s, and then that's like something that can be a little bit challenging because the yeah we have wipers, but they don't really do anything when
Just
there's that
like
much
tiny little
spray.
strings.
Yeah.
So you say you go into your own little world then when you're driving. What are you
Yeah.
actually thinking about? Are you consciously thinking about brake now, accelerate, and etc., or are you
Yeah,
doing
for
second
sure.
vision?
Yeah. No. You do think about these things. So it's obviously always just changing and adapting to whatever is the track or the tires are
Yeah.
doing or something like this. So there's always constant like there's constant thinking like
Yeah.
from lap to lap, and you're always changing. But I think there's just little things that you sometimes you don't think about, and then later on when you get out of the car, then you start realizing more or so what's happened. So I
Yeah.
think that's always what's so fascinating, because like everything just goes by so fast, and you're just like taking in all this information. And then in the moment of time, you don't really think about like a lot of things that are going on. But then later on, then you realize, oh, this happened, that happened.
Yeah.
And then that's it's always funny because like we have the debriefs after every session with the team and the engineers. And then for me, so it's always kind of funny because you're not thinking about all this stuff, but as soon as you start telling or giving feedback,
Yeah.
it's second nature. You just start saying everything that's happened, but you hadn't even thought about it
Yeah.
up until you start talking to the engineers. And then yeah, sometimes you kind of surprise yourself that about all
You
this
remember
stuff.
that much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's always fascinating.
Yeah, so you were Asian Le Mans Championship 2021 winners. What that was also your first season in the prototypes. What would you say is the biggest contributor to your success during that season?
Oh, that was an awesome year. So we just came off the Euro Formula straight to the. So I had only done, I think it was like half a day in an LMP3 at Donington
Oh my
Park,
God.
and then we went straight to the first race in Dubai. And yeah, I think it was more so just the team, the lineup that we had. It was yeah, it was the strongest by far. I mean, we went out there, we really had a lot of fun. I learned all the procedures. I think it was really important before the European Le Mans. So just like pit stops, something that I've never done in my career, because obviously
Right.
up to Euro Formula, we never done any pit stops. So
Okay.
that was quite challenging. The driver changing, it's always challenging as well, having to put your insert in, plugging
Yeah.
into the radio, things like this. Like I remember just the first time, it was just a complete mess. And I would say it just takes times and time and time just to like try and be quicker every time. So those were always just like looking back at it, and like sometimes you look at videos of how slow you were trying to get in the car and things like this. It's quite funny, but you just get used to it. And yeah, I always just remember the first few times getting into the car, I was just feeling a bit like nervous about scratching my helmet or my spoiler. I was just used to getting in, I just didn't really know what I was doing. I was just smashing the helmets around. I was, oh no, I just ruined my helmet. But yeah, after that, you just stop caring about those things and
Yeah,
just
just
go
get
for it.
in.
Yeah. So yeah, that was quite fun. And then yeah, the first race, I just had no idea what to expect. Obviously, first time driving for that long on a race, having to bear in mind traffic, because in Asian Le Mans we had the LMP2s being quicker than us, and then we had to overtake the GTs. And then yeah, this is something that I was a bit lost to the first race.
Yeah.
You have cars flying past, you have to make moves, you have to be aware of what's going around you. So yeah, it was quite challenging, but even that, I was just really happy to get like the first win on the first race.
Yeah,
So
unreal.
that was really good. It was a buzz. And
Yeah.
then we went on to win all of the races. We were gonna do a clean sweep if it wasn't for an alternator that broke on the first race in Abu Dhabi. We were leading it, but sorry,
Right.
we won all the races but that one
Right.
due to
Impressive.
technical. So yeah, that was fun. And then I thought, okay, this is really fun. I've enjoyed my experience in endurance, and it was just the right way to kind of start my career there,
Yeah.
and then move on to the European Le Mans with United as well. And that was a bit of a challenge that year for us. I think we just we had a lot of issues throughout the year.
Okay.
Yeah, that was quite challenging, but I still enjoy it. The car was amazing. The competition was amazing as well. Went to some really good places. I think I remember Red Bull Ring with this car was actually quite a fun track to go to, because
How
it's just
quiet is
so
that?
fast, so fast, and the long straights and everything with the slipstreams. It was like
Mm.
it was quite good for overtaking. Whereas there's
Right.
places that we go to, that's just not the case.
Okay.
So it makes it a little bit more tricky, and then you kind of just have to play clever with the traffic in front to make any sort of moves and things like that. So that's what obviously plays into, let's say, when you're trying to make a move in some of the tracks, especially last year, with the cars all being equal, it's just very hard to sometimes do a move even if you're quicker than the car in front.
Right.
So then it's all about traffic management. So that's something that you really have to, let's say, think ahead for when it
Yeah.
comes to it. And I think that's where, like, yeah, it's the easiest way to make a move is just managing traffic better than other people and just being a little
Right.
bit cleverer and just predicting what's happening. So yeah,
Yeah, a
that's
bit
always
more
fun.
technique to it.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
that's what I really enjoy about the endurance racing right now. It's just
Yeah.
like managing the traffic. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So you mentioned you took the prototype car on Donington Park. I don't think I've ever seen a prototype in
Yeah,
England.
only the LMP3s though. I don't think I'll do a P2 around there. It would be a little bit
What was that
challenging.
like?
It was fun, but obviously, like, here you have like open test days, so you're out there with
Yeah.
every other car.
Oh my
Sometimes it's a
gosh.
little bit, yeah. Sometimes you think about it, it's like, how is this even possible? You might be out there with single seaters, and then you're out there with an LMP3 or P2 I've seen before. So yeah,
Oh my God.
that's quite fun. But yeah, I wouldn't necessarily do that again in an
No, fair
LMP2.
enough. Fair enough. So this season, obviously you've signed again with Panache Racing. What is your mindset going into this season?
Yeah, I think this year is really exciting for me, especially that'll be my third year in LMP2. And I'm really happy that I've signed again with Panis, because from what we built on last year, I think we had a successful year with my teammates and the team. It was really good. We finished third in the championship. And this year they've partnered up with TDS, who is very successful. So they're gonna giving us technical support in every race. So that's really exciting, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think obviously the technical support from TDS is just gonna bring more of it's just gonna bring the expertise from their team, just adding more value to what we already had last year. So that's really exciting. And then obviously two new teammates this year with Arthur Leclerc and Charles Malaisie. So that's really exciting. Charles is quick, he's got all the experience from endurance, currently racing for Alpine as well. So I'm really excited about that. And I think, yeah, we got a really strong lineup, and we can do, yeah, we can start with good results, I'm sure. The aim is obviously to win the championship, and I think we got a really strong chance this year. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so let's go with your teammates then. Obviously, Charles Malessi, he mentioned he's got an endurance accolades to his name like you wouldn't believe. And then you've got Arthur Leclerc, who it'll be his first season in the Orica. How is that dynamic working with you guys?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think it's clear. Obviously, with anyone that comes into the endurance world, like I said, I think the most challenging side of it is just gonna be managing the traffic. I think the speed
Hmm.
is it's obviously it's gonna be there from all the things that he's done with F2 and everything. That's not gonna be a problem. But I think it's just more about getting used to all the procedures, like I said, the
Yeah.
pit stops, the traffic management, and things like this. It's just what's gonna, let's say, take a little bit of time to get used to. But yeah, that's why we have the prologue before the race, so we have plenty of time to try all this out. And yeah, I think it's really exciting. It's a
Yeah.
it's gonna
And
be
obviously you've got
definitely
Charles as well, Charles Malessi, who is, you know, he's great at what he does. You've got his advice you can take from as well.
yeah, absolutely. No, Charles is great, so I'm really looking forward to that. I think there's obviously a lot that I'll be taking on board and learning from him, and that's always exciting when you got yeah, people around you that you can learn from. So it's gonna be a good year.
Yeah. Has there historically been a track that you guys have done specifically well at or enjoyed the most?
With Panis, I would say, like, let's try and think back. I think All of them have been really great. I think Portimao were really good, to be honest. That's something that they've always been strong at. And last year he proved it. I think yeah, we were really close. With my teammate Job, he was close to doing the pole for the last race. So I was good. And we were on for a win up until we got taken out. So that wasn't ideal. But even still, we finished third in the race. So I think if we didn't have that, we for sure would have been on for a win. Yeah, we were super quick on that race. So I think that's a place I'm looking forward to going again.
Definitely. I think I would like to go to that one because it just seems like such a nice balance of like city, track. You can actually experience the culture while you're there as well.
Yeah, maybe as a fan, but as a driver, you never get to
Yeah,
do
of course, you don't get a chance.
that. No, not at all. I think last year, like even like in most of the races, we'll probably sometimes be out of the trap from 8 to 9. And
Oh,
then
God.
obviously you just go straight for dinner and then back to sleep and then back to the track early in the morning. So yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, that's something a lot of people think, that we get to go around the cities or places we go to, but we really don't.
Is there any of them that you wish you could explore a bit more?
Yeah, for sure. But I think if you do, you might stay a couple of days after the race or so. But
Right.
yeah, it's
Yeah, fair
never
enough.
really the chance. You just kind of just want to get back home.
So at the time that this episode goes out, the season opener will be this weekend in Barcelona. How has this track treated you in the past?
Actually, it's been really great over the last couple of years. Last year we finished there second, so hopefully we can do one better this year. And yeah, over the last couple of years, even in the GT, also finished second. And yeah, back in Euro Formula as well, second. So there's been a lot of second places in
Yeah,
Barcelona
maybe we can bump it
over
to
the
one this
last couple of
time.
years. Yeah, we definitely need to bump up one. So fingers crossed for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought it'd be quite fun to see how much knowledge you know about the city of Barcelona and the track itself. So I have a few questions for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, how many kilometers is the track?
Oh, that's,
I
I know it's something just below 4 or 5 point something. I think it's four
So it's
point eight or five.
4.657.
Yeah, sounds
Close,
close.
close enough. You can
Close
have
enough,
that.
yeah.
How many turns are there?
Oh, that's a tough one, because they've taken away the chicane now.
With chicane or without
So
chicane, I'll take both answers because I have answers for both.
10 without the chicane?
So there's 14 without, 16 with. That's what
Definitely.
Wikipedia told me anyway.
Maybe I'm just kidding.
In which year did the circuit open?
Well, that's tough. I don't know. 1980?
91. Not too far. That was all
Not
right.
far. Yeah.
Okay, a bit about Barcelona then. Who designed the Sagrada Familia?
Oh my God, that's a difficult
I should have sent these to you
one.
beforehand.
Yeah, now you're putting me on the spot. I don't know. Obviously, someone really famous. Have no idea,
He
actually.
designed like
What is
most of
it?
Barcelona. It was Gaudi.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I was too afraid it was completely wrong.
Obviously, we all know Barcelona is Spanish, but what is their secondary language?
Catalan.
Yes, there we
I know
go. We
that
got one. Nice,
one.
nice. Finally, I can imagine there'll be quite a lot of new viewers this year, as we said. What is something that you think new viewers should look out for?
Just be patient, wait for the action, because when it comes in, I think it takes a bit of time to understand what's going on and what everyone is doing. But yeah, I would just say be patient and wait for when everything starts being a bit more chaotic. Let's say when there's traffic, or things like this. Yeah, that's what makes all the races exciting, I guess. And yeah, for sure, look out for us. I think we'll be trying to make the most out of it and make an impression to everyone. So that's something
Nice.
I'll tell everyone.
Perfect. Cool. Well, thank you very much for joining me. And obviously, at the time this goes out, have a great race.
Yeah, thank you.